But anyway, I'm going to test on the days. Itmar. Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechol Yos Bechol. Rosh Chodesh Teves fell on a weekday. So you read four aliyahs. So Omer Yitzchak, Koru Talta Rosh Chodesh V'chad B'Chanukah. The first three aliyahs are Rosh Chodesh, and the fourth is Chanukah. Rav Timi Dimin Chayfa Omar, Koru Talta B'Chanukah, just the opposite. You read three aliyahs Chanukah, that which is the Nisiyim, and Chad B'Rosh Chodesh, and the fourth one is Rosh Chodesh. Omer Abmani, Kavasid Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Mestabra. The Tadr, V'sheno Tadr, Tadr Kodem. Right, Rosh Chodesh is more Tadr than Chanukah, and therefore the Tadr comes first. So you have to read three aliyahs from Rosh Chodesh first, and then finish off with Chanukah. Even though Tadr and Pirsumei Nisa, the Gemara says that if you have enough money for Kiddush or for Ner Chanukah, so the halacha is that Ner Chanukah comes first, because even though Kiddush Hayom is Tadr, but Ner Chanukah is Pirsumei Nisa. So here also, the Chor Chanukah should come before Tadr. The answer is very simple. There's no Pirsumei Nisa in the Kriya of the Nisim. It doesn't mention the Neiros, doesn't mention anything about, just happens to be the Kriya for Chanukah. That's not called Pirsumei Nisa. Okay, Omer Rav Ovin Kavosid Rav Dimi Mestabra. Rav Ovin said, no, just the opposite. Rav Dimi makes more sense. Migorim L'Ravi Yishiyava Rosh Chodesh. If it wouldn't be Rosh Chodesh, you'd only read three aliyahs for Chanukah. What's goring that there should be a fourth aliyah, Rosh Chodesh? So the fourth aliyah is Rosh Chodesh. Hilkach Revi B'Rosh Chodesh, boy Mikri. Therefore, you have to read the Rosh Chodesh as the fourth aliyah. My Havi Allah, what's the halacha? Rav Yosef Omer, Ein Mashgichim B'Rosh Chodesh. And some have the girsa called Ikr. We don't make Rosh Chodesh the Ikr, we make Chanukah the Ikr. So you read Chanukah, and then the last one, Rosh Chodesh, like Rav Dimi. Rabba Omar, Ein Mashgicha B'Chanukah. And Rabba says that with halachos like Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, that Chanukah doesn't become the Iker, Rosh Chodesh is the Iker, and Chanukah is the end, and that's what we do. The Hilchasa, Ein Mashgicha B'Chanukah, V'Rosh Chodesh Iker. You're not Mashgicha B'Chanukah. Some have the gears of B'Chanukah called Iker, Rosh Chodesh Iker, and therefore they learn from here that if by mistake you only read Rosh Chodesh, you forgot it was Chanukah, that you're Yotze. That if the Evid, you didn't even mention the Nisim at all, you're Yotze. Okay. No rush. Okay. Itmar. Ein mashgichim lasos ikr. To make it ikr, you're not mashgiach, and either one holds which one you're not mashgiach in. Okay. Itmar. Chalios be'ata tetzave. If Parsha Shkolin fell on the same week of Ata Tetzave. So now the problem is that the next Parsha is Kisisa. So if you read Kisisa as the mafter, it's going to look like you're just laning a little bit more in the Parsha, that the Parsha didn't end. Omer Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Koru Shisa Mevi'ata Tetzave Ad Kisisa. You read six aliyahs from Ata Tetzave till Kitisa. V'chad Mikitisa Ad V'yosisa. Like we said, the last one, the seventh one, is Ola L'Mafter too. The seventh and the Mafter, you don't need a separate Mafter. Shvi is already Mafter too. And you read, so you read the Parsha, and then you read a little bit more the next Sedra. And that's the Parsha Shkolin. Omer Abaya, Amrei, Okomi Hu Dekomokin, Hasa. Right? People are going to say that's not something special. They're not going to recognize, there's no hecker that this is a special laning. Right? They're going to say that that Parsha ends there. Just read a little bit more, and that's where the Sedra ends. They're not going to realize it was a special laning. And therefore, many say that Bizman Hazeh, where we have the meaning of taking out a separate Sefer Torah for the Mafter, there this doesn't apply. Because everybody's going to know we're reading a special thing. It's not just a continuation. Why are we doing a second Sefer Torah? So, according to the minig we have of taking out a separate Sefer Torah for the Mafter, this objection wouldn't apply. Rashi. Amri okome hu demokim hasam kolomer ein adover nikar l'shem parsha shkolin. Nobody's going to recognize that we're reading a special parsha for shkolin. El esavri shlo nishvayim parshas v'yata tetzav. Edkan. People think that the Atta Tetzaveh, Tetzaveh is not finished till here, and you lane it, what's it, a little bit more. Elom Rabbaya, therefore Rabbaya says you do differently. Korushisa miviata tetzava adviosisa, right? You read six aliyahs all the way through kisisa, and then v'chad toni v'kori michitisa adviosisa. And the last one reads again what the one before him read. Not really, he could read less, but he reads from the beginning of kisisa till what's it called, from the beginning of Tisa till the Asisa. This is Asisa Kior Nechoshes, which is the next pasuk after the Parsha Shkolim is over. So that's what, and from here you see also that even if the you had a Shvi, right, because we're not talking, we have a separate Maftar. We have a separate Maftar who reads what the Shvi read. But if you have a Shvi, you can read also what the one before him read. You don't have to read something new for the Shiva Krui. Even if they read what the person before them read exactly, you're still Yotze. And we do that all the time on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Everybody reads the same exact thing over and over again. Still, it's considered four aliyahs, even though there's no new Kriya. Okay, so those are the two Shitas. One Shita is, Rava says that you read the Sedra, and then you read the next beginning of the next Sedra for Parsha Shkolim. And Abaya says you read the whole Sedra plus the beginning of Kisisa, and then the last person repeats Kisisa, and then it's clear that you're doing it special. Mesve. Cholios beparsha smuchala, bein milfaneo, bein nachareho. If Parsha Shkolim came on the Parsha that precedes Parsha Shkolim, or follows it, in other words, right now we think it means Atta Tetzaveh, it precedes it. It precedes Parsha Shkolim. Or it comes in Vayakel, which comes after Parsha Shkolim. Korinosa v'koflinosa. You read it and you repeat it. So that sounds like Abaya. Bishlam al Abaya Nicha. So we're repeating Parsha Shkolim because we're reading the Atta Tetzaveh plus the beginning of Kisisa, and then we're repeating the beginning of Kisisa l'shem Shkolim. So that's what it sounds like. El Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Kashya. What's according to him, you don't repeat anything. Omer l'chor Rav Yitzchak Nafcha l'abaya minicha. This doesn't make sense according to Rabbaya either. Teinach l'foneha. It only fits if Parsha Shkolim falls in the Parsha before Kisisa, which is Tetzaveh. Then what you're saying makes sense. But l'acharel heichim ishkachas la. How can it be that Parsha Shkolim falls in Vayakel? Never happens. Parsha Shkolim is never Vayakel. So, Elamai, what's it called? And then it doesn't happen. You read it and you repeat it. So you're reading next week's Sedra, not the week before. So it has nothing to do with it if that's the pshat. Right? There's no problem. Read Vayakel and then read Shkolim. What in the world does the end of Vayakel have to do with Shkolim? That it's not Nikr. Abaya wouldn't say his halach over there. Elamai yislach l'meimer, kofla b'shabosos. Hachanami kofla, it doesn't mean you repeat anything. It means that if you already read Kisisa the week before, so you read it again for Shkolim, that portion, the week after. If you're already going to read it the next week, you read it the week before. That's all it means. You repeat it. Even Echanami, so it's going to be next week's Sedra, or it was last week's Sedra, so what? You're reading it special for Parsha Shkolim. Rashi. Rashi. Yeah. V'chad toni v'kori, achozer v'shona likros michitiso ad v'yosiso kior nechoshes. So the way Abaya learns is that you have six aliyahs till the beginning, and including the beginning of Kisisa, and the seventh Aliyah reads again from the beginning of Kisisa. Kofla b'shabasa, shikoronoso shnei shabasa, zuacharzu. All it means is that you repeat the parsha of Kisisa, what you did last week, or what you're going to do next week. That's all. Okay. Chalios b'chitisa atzma. What if Parshas Shkolim falls on Parshas Kisisa? So Omer Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Korushisa min v'yosisa ad vayakel. So you read the regular Sedra, but you don't start from Kisisa. You start from Vasisa. You skip the beginning of the Sedra, and you start from the after Parsha Shkolim for the regular Sedra. V'chad korim yichitisa ad v'yosisa. And the last Aliyah goes back and reads the beginning of the Sedra. So you don't read in order. The halacha is like that anyway. You don't have to read Seder HaShavua in order. It's not like Megillas Esther or whatever. You have to read it in order. If you read it out of order, for instance, you made a mistake and you didn't catch the mistake till later, all you have to do is read that pasuk. You don't have to go and read from that pasuk on in order. Even if you read it out of order, it's okay. Here it's clear. Right? You read from the Asisa Kior Nechoshes till the end of the Sedra, and Shvi reads from the beginning of the Sedra till the Asisa Kior Nechoshes for Parshas Kolin. And that way it's nicker that it's L'Shem Parshas Kolin. What?
Why? Taking one pasuk as opposed to the whole parsha.
Well, I don't know, it's better the whole parsha out of order than one pasuk. I'm saying. But the halacha is like that. There's no Indian of Kesidron. Because if it will be Kesidron, everything would have to be Kesidron. Maskifla Abaya, Hashta Amri L'mafrei with the Kori. People are going to say that L'chatchila can read backwards, right? That's L'chatchila. It's not L'chatchila. L'chatchila should read in order. People are going to say that Adarabha, and they're not going to realize this for Parshas Kolin. They're just going to say, well, the guy forgot the first thing, and we're reading it backwards. And it's all the same Sedra. So it's not Nicker, according to Abaya, that it's L'shem Shkolin. Elom Rabaya Koru Shisa Ad Vayakel. You read the regular Sedra, from Kitisa till Vayakel. The Chad Toni Vekori Michitisa Ad Vosisa. And the last one repeats, again, from the beginning of Kitisa till Vyosisa. Tanya Kavosid Abaya, Cholios Bechitisa Atzma, Korin Oso Vekoflin Oso. You read it, and you repeat it, meaning you read the whole Sedra, and then you repeat the beginning of the Sedra, L'shem Parsha Shkoli. Rashi? No Rashi. Cholios besocha Shabbos, magdim in the Shabbos Shavra. If Rosh Chodesh Adar fell in the middle of the week, then you read Parshas Shkolin the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar. If Rosh Chodesh Adar fell on Shabbos, you read Parshas Shkolin on Shabbos. But if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls during the week, then you read Parshas Shkolin the Shabbos before. Itmar, Rosh Chodesh Adar shecholios be'erev Shabbos. What if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Erev Shabbos? Do you read Shkolim the week before, a whole week early, or we push it off to the day after? Which one? Rav Omer Makdimin. Rav says you read it the Shabbos before, a week before Rosh Chodesh Adar. Shmuel Omer Ma'achrin. And Shmuel says, in this case, you read the Shabbos after Rosh Chodesh. Since it's only one day, you read it the Shabbos after Rosh Chodesh. Rav Omer Makdimin. The reason that you do it early is because in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, now we do it as just a zecher to Shkolin. But then they had to give Shkolin. And they read it. One of the reasons they read it was not just a zecher. They didn't have any zecher to the Shkolin. They did it to be Mazaris people to bring their Shkolin. And they said we need 2 weeks because on the 15th, they would set up the money changers to facilitate bringing the Shkolin. So you need 2 weeks' time. And therefore, if you start to tell people the day after Rosh Chodesh, it's less than 2 weeks. So you don't have enough time for Zerizas to be Mazaris then. So therefore, better to have more time than less time. So therefore, your Makdim, even though it's a week earlier, doesn't make a difference. Better people should be Mazuris earlier than have less than 2 weeks to prepare. Shmuel Amar Ma'achrin, Omer lechos sof sof chameisur b'mali shabbos amikli. Why does Shmuel hold that you say you read Parshas Shkolim the Shabbos after? So it's less than 15 days, but it's not true, because when is now when is the 15th of Adar going to fall? If Rosh Chodesh is on Sunday, right? So when is if Rosh Chodesh is on Friday? So the 15th is going to be on Sunday. On Sunday, right? And, 15th is going to be on Friday. Right, 15th is going to be on Friday, right. And they're not going to start changing money on Friday. They're going to wait till Sunday. And the Mela is no problem. You're still going to have more than 15 days. The Shulchanos lo nofku at chad b'shabba. They're not going to start putting out the Shulchanos on Friday. People are too busy. So therefore, anyway, they're not going to put the Shulchanos out till Sunday. You have more than 15 days to prepare. Hilkach ma'achrin. Therefore, it's better to read Parshas Shkolim after Rosh Chodesh than a whole week before Rosh Chodesh. Tnan, cholios besocha Shabbos. Okay, let's see Rashi till here. Rav Omar Makdimin, v'korim b'chitisa, l'shabbos she'ovar k'nisnamas nisa. We read the extra parsha of Kisisa, Shkolim, the Shabbos before. Dim kein de ma'achrin botzri lulu shulchanos mishay shabbos. Because if you do it the day after, you're not going to have 15 days till the time that they set up the shulchanos to change the money. Damrin le'el mishum shulchanos hutzruchu leishet medina v'teslav makdim v'karim rosh chodesh. That's why we read on Rosh Chodesh when it falls on Shabbos, to have 15 days earlier. Dorshin shtei Shabbos lefneim krab shim gamliel. Tim tomer adlam machris Rosh Chodesh ein kan hakdom shtei Shabbosos. And if you're not going to read the parasha till the day after Rosh Chodesh, you're not going to have 15 days. Mordechai says, no, it's not true. Chamesh l'vali Shabbos amikli. Since the 15th is going to fall on Friday, right? V'oso hayom lo yaschilu lotzeis v'leishet medina mitnei kovet haShabbos. People are busy preparing for Shabbos. They're not going to have time to go change their money. So they're not going to set up their shulchanos till Sunday. So you'll have plenty of time, but to have 15 days. Lo nofku ad b'chad b'Shabbos. They're not going to go and put out the tables till the money changers till the Sunday. The chimacheres nomi ikeshtei Shabbosos. Even if you read the, what's it called, shkolim, the day after Rosh Chodesh, you still have 15 days. Hilkach ma'achron k'desh lo t'tzvarech l'hafsig ben beis parashios. Okay. Tznan. Chalios b'socha Shabbos. Right? Mishnah says that if Rosh Chodesh fell in the middle of the week, makdimim l'sha'ovar, so you read shkolim, the Shabbos before, umafsikim l'shabbos acheres. And the next Shabbos is a hafsaka. You don't read anything. In order that you can read the Shabbos after that, Parsha Zohar, on what's it called, right next to Purim. So there's a hafsaka between Shkolim and Zohar, 1 week where there's no special Parsha, in order to make Zohar contiguous to Purim. My lava filu b'erev Shabbos, it says, whenever Rosh Chodesh doesn't fall on Shabbos, and it falls during the week, you read Shkolim the week before. Mashma, even if Rosh Chodesh falls on Erev Shabbos. That's also in the middle of the week. Lo, the Socha Shabbos Tavka. Erev Shabbos is not called the middle of the week. Erev Shabbos is called Erev Shabbos. And the middle of the week is everything, we'll see, from Monday till Thursday. Sunday also may not be called the middle of the week. But Friday is not called the middle of the week. Friday is called Erev Shabbos. So therefore, when it says, if it fell in the middle of the week, it means every day except Erev Shabbos. Rashi, B'soch Shabbos Davka, D'i ma'acheres v'avei botzul yomi v'shulchanos. Because if it fell in the middle of the week sometime, and then you read it on Shabbos, you're never going to have 15 days. The only time you'll possibly have 15 days if Rosh Chodesh falls on Friday, and you push it later. Okay, Toshma, Ezehu Shabbos Rishonah. What's the first Shabbos, like, that you start these Dalit Parashios? Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Lios Besocha. Whatever week Rosh Chodesh Adar is going to fall within that week, that Shabbos you read Parashat Shkolim. Where it says, Vafilu B'Erev Shabbos Mashma, even if it's going to fall on Erev Shabbos. Right? Lios Besocha. Even if it's going to be the next Friday, you read the Shabbos before, what's it called, Shkolim. Not like, what's it called, not like Shmuel. My love, afilu be'erev Shabbos, right? Mar says, no, dumya desocha. Masocha makdimin, af erev Shabbos makdimin, right? Even if it's erev Shabbos, and just like any time during the week, you make it earlier, surely erev Shabbos, you also make it earlier. Amar Shmuel, boh, no. Shmuel says that it's like if it fell on, what's it called, on Shabbos, Rashi. Omar Shmuel, Hay besocha diktoni lav toch shavua, ele toch Shabbos atzmo. If the Rosh Chodesh fell on Shabbos itself, you read shkolim on that Shabbos. That's what it means. But not any time in the middle of the week, right? Right, I know. No, it says vafilu b'erev Shabbos. That's part of the Brisa. The Brisa says like this: Ezehu Shabbos Rishona, Kol Shechol Rosh Chodesh Adar Lios Besocha Vafilu B'Erev Shabbos. So the Gemara says Mashma that wherever it's Besocha is the same thing as Erev Shabbos, and you do the Shabbos before. So Gemara says no. What's it called? Tocha does not mean what's it called in the middle of the week. Kol Shechal Erev Shabbos Besocha. Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Besocha means on Shabbos. Right? And even Erev Shabbos, You read it that Shabbos, meaning the next day, not what's it called. Rashi, Omar Shmuel, Hay Besolcha D'Tani Lav Tov Shavua, El Tov Shabbos Atzmo. Whatever Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, you read it that Shabbos, and even Erev Shabbos, you read it that Shabbos, the day after Rosh Chodesh. Okay. V'chein Tana Devei Shmuel, Bo, right, Bo, meaning it fell on Shabbos itself. Not Besolcha means it fell during the week. And even Erev Shabbos, you read it the Shabbos before, it means if it fell on Shabbos. And even Erev Shabbos, you read it that Shabbos, meaning the Shabbos after Rosh Chodesh, like Shmuel. V'chein Tana Devei Shmuel, B'Tosefta, the Hach Braisa, in the Tosefta, where this Braisa is, Tana Devei Shmuel said this, Ezeu is Shabbos Rishona, Kol Shechar Rosh Chodesh Adar Lios Bo, B'Yom Shabbos Atzmo, Va'afilu Chol Be'erev Shabbos Shal Esmo, Ki'ilu Chal Bo. And if it fell on Friday, it's as if it fell on Shabbos, and you read it that next Shabbos, the day after. Alma ma'achrin ashma'inan. Ki tanoi, this machlokas Rav and Shmuel's machlokas tanoi. Whether when Rosh Chodesh falls on Erev Shabbos, if you read the Shabbos before or you read the Shabbos after. Misargin l'shabbosos divrei Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says, misargin l'shabbosos. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer ein misargin. So Omer Rav Shimon ben Elazar, misargin means over here we skip. We'll see one second what it means. Omer Rav Shimon ben Elazar, ein masay ani Omer ein misargin, bisman shechol yos be'erev Shabbos. When Purim falls on Erev Shabbos, then ein misargin. Av bisman shechol yos besocha Shabbos, matin v'korim yishabbos she'ovra, af al pishu shvat. Even though you're reading it now in Shvat, makes no difference. And then we'll see there's going to be a skip, which we'll get to in a second. Misargin. Loshen Serugin, Kolomer Mafsikim L'Shabbosos being Parsha Rishon L'Shnia. There's a hefsik between Parsha Shkolim and Parsha Zachar. There's 1 week without a special Parsha. When? K'shechol Rosh Chodesh B'chol, Makdimim L'Shaver. Because when Rosh Chodesh falls sometime during the week, so you read the Parsha, the Shabbos before, which is still Shvat. That means the next Shabbos, there's going to be 2 Shabbosos before Purim. Right? So therefore, you don't read Parsha Zachar the next Shabbos, because there's going to be another Shabbos before Purim. You read it the Shabbos immediately before Purim to make Zachar before Purim. Dim came Batsulu Yomi L'Shulchanos. So you can't read it the Shabbos after, because it won't be 15 days till the 15th. Umafsikim L'Shabbos Haba, and you make a hefsik the next Shabbos. You don't read any special Parsha. Well, the Shabbos Shlishi is the third Shabbos you read Zachar. Korin Zachar, Kadesh Dei Smucha V'Zachar L'Purim, in order that Zachar should be right next to Purim. Ein Misargin K'neforish V'Ozo. Ein Mosai Ani Omer Ein Misargin, when don't you make a Hefsik? There's no Hatsaka. Bisman Shechol Yos Be'erev Shabbos. When Purim falls on Erev Shabbos, so that means the first, when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Erev Shabbos, that means the first day of Adar is Friday. So then you read, like Shmuel, the next day, which is the second day of Adar. That means the next Shabbos is going to be the 9th day of Adar. And the week after that is going to be the 16th day, which is the day after Purim. So there's not going to be another Shabbos before Purim. Then there's no Hefsik. There's no Hafsaka. Then immediately after Shkolim, you read Zohar. Ein Masai Ani Omer Ein Misargim Bizman Shechol Yos Be'erev Shabbos. Dechinomi ma'achrin lo botzer yom l'shulchanos. You can say it the day later, because there'll still be 15 days, because they're not going to set up their shulchanos till Sunday, right, the 17th. Kida omer Shmuel, like Shmuel said, sof sof shulchanos lo yasvi adchad b'shabbos. Hilkach ma'achrin, thein kan sirug. Memela, there's no 2 Shabbosos before Purim, there's only 1, so you read Zachar that next Shabbos. Avo b'zman shechol yos b'socha Shabbos, but if it fell in the middle of the week, then if you push it to the next Shabbos, it's not going to be 15 days till they set up the Shulchanos, so you read the Shabbos before. Then there are 2 Shabbosos before Purim after Shkolim, so you read Shkolim on the second Shabbos, not the first one, and there's a Hafsaka. Al-Korchach Naktim, the Yesh Kan Siruk. And then, what's it called? Then we skip. Okay.